Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Beautiful afternoon here in Chicago. Again, welcome to the Sports Doctor, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Again, we want to continue to wish all the high school, school, club athletes the fall season a successful and a safe season. We've got a great show today. Unfortunately, my first guest, Barry French Jr. from that exciting movement analysis group, Trazer, he couldn't make it, so we're going to see him next month. Today, I'm going to have initially some great topics, all the topics that were included in the section in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And that section being the sports doctors in. Then my friend, Dr. Tony Liazzo, he's going to be back. Tony's a sports medicine physician as well as a general physician. Got special interest in concussion awareness and management. Dr. Liazzo has been involved in sports medicine at all levels for a couple of decades. He's dealt with athletes at all levels and ages, including high school, junior high school, college, and in the Olympic level, in the world of rugby and soccer. And then the sports doctor's in, answering some emails, talking about upcoming shows. But first, we're going to talk about some of the topics that we had such great feedback that we talk about all the time on the sports doctor, which is not only the book, hashtag Sports Parents, as you know, my co-author, is the Hall of Fame volleyball star, Sharky Zartman. Sharky's a kinesiology professor. She has her own show on Healthy Life Radio called Sharky's Pep Talk. She does the whole first section of the book, which is Sports Parenting 101. All aspects of coaching, the importance of levels of participation, she deals with everything, including coach abuse and some of that important information. And then the second section is yours truly, the Sports Doctor's In. And my topics we're going to talk about is keeping your child safe. What are some of the things you really need to know about preventing injuries? We're going to talk about the challenge of drugs and sports. Choosing the best shoes for young athlete, big topic. Foot mechanics and orthotics. Key major topic in the area of preventing injuries. The prodigy sports has been one of my favorites. Some of the kids who are specializing, whether you like it or not, that's what they're doing. Very important information. The universal exercises for all sports. Key chapter. And then, hey, sports parents, what are we going to do with tackle football? And that's going to be what I'm going to highlight in our first segment of the show. But the third section of the book, The Experts Speak Out, is a great section. We have eight different experts talking about the physical and mental challenges of parenting child athletes, the nutrition, physical training, great stuff. And then the last section is parents' perspectives. We have some great participation from individuals who have dealt with all aspects, the highs and lows, the challenges of parenting the child athlete. So let's take a look at some generalities, important aspects of keeping your child safe. What do you need to know about preventing injuries? And the first important point, of course, is that prevention is the key. injuries happen at all ages. They happen in all sports, sprains, strains, broken bones, tendon, ligaments, and concussions. However, the pressure to win, overzealous schedules, year-round participation often, specialization, these have all contributed to what I subtitle the book, which is fact that overuse youth sports injuries are at an epidemic level. So we really want to talk about some differences between overuse injuries, doing too much, pushing too much, and acute injuries. Acute injuries just happened. Gee, you know, you just sprained your ankle, you just really got injured, hurt your back, etc. And one of the important points we bring about is called the terrible twos. Doing too much, doing it too often, too soon, too aggressive. These are parts of the kinds of things that lead to various overuse injuries. One of the big parts of this chapter is the new news. The old traditional RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation, is under scrutiny. My colleague, he's been a guest on the radio show. He's the trainer of some of the trainers of athletes in all professional sports, including Olympic sports, Gary Reinl. He's trained some of the world's best athletes. And his book, now out a few years, Iced, the Illusionary Treatment Option, talks all about the fact that we've just oversold the use of ice and its effectiveness in enhancing healing in any regard. It can numb an area. After that, it seems to slow down some of the interchanging of fluids and the normal parts of inflammation that are a big part of healing. Gary has influenced millions. His book, as a matter of fact, in the second edition of Iced, the great author Gabe Merkin, MD, who almost 40 years ago coined the term RICE, he writes the foreword saying, you know, we were wrong. Ice doesn't enhance healing. Gary talks about muscle activation and stimulating healing. So it's a chapter you really want to pay attention to when we're talking about overuse. We're talking about the epidemic of youth sports injuries, both mental and physical, and the fact that there are some important things like how old is your son or daughter? Be aware of some of the sensible parameters, such as what we just talked about, too much jumping, too much being too aggressive. Know your youngster's history of injuries, what the problems have been, whatever weaknesses they might be. What's the level of competition you're talking about with your son or daughter? These are all key parts of preventing injuries. The challenge of drugs and sports is a big deal to me on the sports doctor. You wouldn't believe how many serious youth athletes live on over-the-counter pain medicines just to stay in the game. I tell sports parents all the time, if your son or daughter needs pain medicine or anti-inflammatory medicine consistently to stay in the game, to participate, you're over the line, period. There's a term I use a lot. It's called intelligent rest. We understand the kinds of pressures. It's way overboard. That's why I have such attention on the sports doctor to the mental game. By the way, everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, zip over to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years, see who was on, what were the topics, what you might want to listen to. You could zip over to newspaper articles and magazine articles and read an endless array of things that I have both participated in and written about in all areas. One of my most popular articles is Women and High Heels Accepting the Challenge. Drugs are a big deal. The epidemic, the nightmare we're in pain pills and opioids is a whole other discussion inside of the equation. Here we're talking about where it starts, where kids... after all, the United States, another pet peeve of the sports doctor, one of only two countries in the world that even allow television advertising of drugs. We push it. You can't watch television for 10 minutes without seeing in order to give us the assumption that there's a pill for everything. I have guests on from internationally. They think we're nuts with this. So it's a very easy sell, taking over-the-counter pain medicine. The link between drugs and sports runs deep. Drugs and sports have been connected for as long as sports have been played. And this involves the whole world of painkillers, anti-inflammatories, et cetera. So parents, again, pay big attention. If your son or daughter has a history of problems, see a therapist, see sports podiatry. Pay attention to foot mechanics when it relates to the persistency of lower extremity injuries or problems. We have over 30,000 followers, by the way, on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We get a lot of guests from LinkedIn. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, lots of great information on sports medicine, wellness, health. You know, one of the great parts of the book is there's some great cartoons, about 20 cartoons that Sharkey's associate, I have to remember her name, participates. One of the ones that's in the middle of the challenge of drugs and sports is a woman talking to her young girls on the team. Rise and shine, ladies. You know, who wants a mocha latte double shot? Again, talking about there's always something, whether it's, again, the idea of supplements, whole other world. So we want to pay attention to there's many, many too many kids who are relying. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? If my son doesn't take two Advil before practice, his knee's hurt, et cetera, this is much more common, and we need to pay attention. This is where it starts. At the high level of sports, I'll end my discussion about this chapter with an absolute alarming change of a redefinition of performance-enhancing drugs, and my new definition is performance-surviving drugs. We talk about choosing the best shoes for your young athlete. We want to make sure your son or daughter is playing with shoes that are designed for the sport, whether it's soccer, whether it's tennis, whether it's basketball, and they fit properly. You wouldn't believe that over 50% of the time, all of us aren't even fit properly. So pay big attention to if we see that we've got problems, see podiatry. Absolutely bring them into the mix. My son flat-footed. They have, because you have high arches. And this is where the next chapter, foot mechanics and orthotics, come in. I pay big attention, as you know, on the sports doctor, to the role of custom proper orthotics. Put that young boy or girl's feet and legs in their best position. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for, gosh, four decades almost. And I never had a coach call me and say, you know, you slowed the kid down. You can enhance performance, better stability, better balance, protection against overuse problems by including paying attention to foot mechanics. I can't sing the song enough to you that the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone. If you have a lower extremity problem, or your son or daughter has, you know, her back always bothers her, you know, the kid's knees always hurt, you know, shin splints are always a problem, orthotics are extremely effective in all of these areas, and you really want to pay attention. Over-the-counter arch supports are not custom orthotics. They do have a role. So you want to look at that. The prodigy sports. It's one of my favorite chapters because one of my favorite groups of kids that I've worked with for a million years is figure skating. You know, Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. Last week, I casted another 10-year-old for orthotics in her skates. And the prodigy sports, like figure skating, think gymnastics, ballet, even soccer and tennis we're seeing. This is what my son or daughter wants to do. I know you want to tell them all day we want them to play other sports. They don't want to do it. And in that case, we recommend see a good physical therapist, personal trainer, who can show your son or daughter kinds of exercises to stay out of trouble. My famous sports medicine mentor, Bob Guida, who'd say, you know, you got to train the opposites. You got to work the brakes. And here's where my chapter on universal exercises for all sports comes in. I don't care what your son or daughter's age is. I don't care what sport they play. I don't care what level they're at. includes strengthening the feet or ankles. Rubber bands is a great way to do it. Routinely, proactively, and work balance. Stimulate instability. Imagine your son or daughter balancing on a mini trampoline, standing on tilt boards. This is one of the most fantastic ways to work all the stabilizers. When we've put sensors on all of these athletes or kids and had them stand on one foot and balance on a mini tram, every muscle you own will light up. So this is a great way to work the stabilizers. Ironically, this is the same kind of exercise, big time, physical therapy recommends to seniors to prevent falling. Same exercise I have a 7-year-old doing to work their balance. Bob Guide and I called it over the years instability training. Create instability and demand balance. So work those feet and ankles, work balance. I'm not saying it's the only thing to do. I'm saying it's something that's essential to include. Last time, last chapter, parents, you know, what are we going to do about youth tackle football? This is the great dilemma of our time. We're all football fans. The NFL is the biggest sport in the world, or so it seems to be. Friday Night Lights, it's such a big deal. But the reality is, everybody, my friends, there is no safe tackle football, period. Over the years, doctors, therapists, scientists used to feel that if we make a harder helmet, maybe that'll prevent concussions. What it has prevented is breaking or skull fractures. Concussions have to do with slamming the brain around, hitting the ground, colliding with another player. There's just no way around it. So this dilemma continues, and it's something we'll continue to talk about. Hey, hashtag hey sports parents, pick it up, parents. It's a big deal. Educate yourself. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctor with my friend, Dr. Tony Liazzo. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're excited. I've got returning. He's been on a few different times. My friend, Dr. Tony Liazzo, the sports medicine physician, as well as general practice. He's got a special interest in concussion management and awareness. Dr. Liazzo has treated and been involved in sports medicine at all levels and all different sports, including the Olympic level and rugby and in the world of soccer. Dr. Tony, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's great to be back.
Great. Jump us right in and talk a little bit about your background in the world of sports medicine and what you've done and what you're doing.
Well, you know, my background's been pretty diverse. As you just mentioned, I've kind of taken care of athletes at all levels. And interestingly, when I look at sports medicine, I don't look at it just as athletes. You know, it's musculoskeletal injuries in general. So I always have the weekend warriors that come in and, you know, people that just have normal strains and sprains and things like that. The principles apply to everybody. Been working.
Yeah, people try to stay active. You know, especially as we age, people try to stay active. And this becomes a very, very important part of a sports medicine practice.
Oh, absolutely. You know, staying active, staying flexible throughout your lifetime. You know, as a podiatrist, if your flexibility goes, you're all over the board. So, you know, I always preach with my patients, stay active, stay flexible.
Right. I hope you also sing them a song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone. You know, everybody, Dr. Tony's one of my favorite commercials. Not only has he himself worn orthotics for a few years, so has his dad, and so have his sons playing various sports. So this is my commercial for the day, Dr. Tony. When I'm talking about the marriage, you know, between everything mechanically affecting everything else. I know that you've paid a lot of attention to the explosion in the world of awareness and all sorts of challenges with concussions. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, concussion management, it's fascinating for me, and it really has, you know, bubbled up over the last few years. You know, the NFL has really brought a lot of it to light. Us in the sports world, we were working on this years before it really hit the spotlight. But, you know, every year there's national conferences and the dynamics of it change. And what's amazing to me is the complexity and the difference in treating each person. You know, there's no cookie cutter solution for a concussion.
NFL ignored it for decades. It became almost the responsibility of so many other people in sports medicine understand exactly like what you said. It's a complicated situation. You know, in the old days, you hold up two fingers. Hey, how many fingers? All right, go back in there. And everybody thought that was kind of cool. You know,
right.
And even the great Brian Urlacher, he was being very facetious, the great Hall of Famer and linebacker of the Chicago Bears, said, you know, if I thought I got my bell rung, I'd come to the sidelines and tell them my foot hurts so they wouldn't have to take me out of the game. So there's been so much, you know, that's changed, thank God, in the challenging world of concussion and awareness. And it's, of course, not limited to football. And I would imagine the coaches continue to need a lot of education as far as, you know, what's involved.
Right. Oh, yeah, the coaches have gotten a tremendous amount of education, as have the umpires and the referees at all these events. And particularly what I'm most impressed with in the world of rugby is they have independent people watching the game. And if they see somebody acting differently, not being able to follow the play of the game, drifting around, they'll make the call so that the people on the field don't have to.
And what's amazing too is, you know, rugby doesn't have helmets. It's always been one of the interesting discussions, the controversy. Of course, in rugby, a guy doesn't hit you like a missile, you know, running across, you know, with shoulder pads and a helmet on. But you know, rugby's been a big part of the challenge and discussion of concussions forever, it seems, hasn't it?
Oh, correct. And you know, if you really want to teach a football player how to tackle, have him play rugby first. Because you're exactly right. In football, for years and years, it was run at the person, just throw your body at them. USA Football has done a really great job with their heads-up program to ensure that the coaches and the athletes, even from young ages on, know how to tackle. You know, that's where your concussions are coming from. It's from
but you know
a
what,
lack
Tony,
of understanding.
You know what, Tony? Something I've talked about for 20 years, give or take a few weeks. There is no safe tackle football, whether we like it or not. This is what it is. It's the only sport where collisions is a routine part of the game. And I look at this as one of society's great dilemmas. The last part of my the Sports Doctors In section in the book, what are we going to do about it? And I'll leave professional football aside because they get paid millions and millions of dollars, and if this is what they want to do, accept the risks. But when we're talking about kids and we're talking about youth sports, to me this is a great, great dilemma, and it sure hasn't been solved. It's great to see much more scrutiny and attention, being paid to it. You know, and a sports medicine doctor, you're like right smack in the middle of it.
Oh, absolutely. And what makes it harder still is, you know, when our young athletes idolize their sports legends, and you just see the reinforcement of bad habits. But you're
well,
correct.
We all grew up. We still watch football, and our kids watch football. It's Friday Night Lights. It's the whole town has everything invested. This is not an easy concern when the reality, you know, becomes, especially now, you look on the sidelines, the kid's 6'4", 240, and you take a look at these athletes at the professional level, and we've never seen this kind of speed, strength, size, and power. And this is, and I know we've gotten routine. Another injury, and you look at the injury list, it blows you away. It's broken bone, a fractured spleen, and blah, blah, blah. And we've all become kind of mesmerized by that. But it's going to be interesting to see, what happens. Interesting in the world of soccer, I know that you've been very, very involved with. You also were involved when your son Tony was a pretty darn good hockey player early on. Now he's a college student. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You know, but you have another son who loves football. So
yeah,
it'll good luck to you, sports dad.
The good thing is I've been intricately involved with his coaches on, you know, teaching these kids how to tackle correctly.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's such a big deal. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Heads up tackling and the fact, yes, it's still collisions, but paying attention to that there is a safer way to tackle is such a big deal. Have the coaches embraced, in your experience, Tony, that side of it?
It's split about 50-50, Bob. You know, some of the guys that are kind of cutting edge, I'd say your upper elite coaching, they've really got involved in it and bought into it. But there's still a lot of coaches out there at these younger levels that either, you know, are the fill-in dad. You know, they couldn't get a coach who just doesn't have the training behind it, or he's just an old-school guy. Hey, rub dirt in it, get back out there. So it's a struggle to protect these brains.
Yes, and at the same time also, another chapter I talked about in the book, which is youth sports and drugs, to me is a very, very big deal. You got half the high school kids you see are taking over-the-counter, they're taking ibuprofen, they're taking Naprosyn, they're taking Tylenol, and the reason they're taking it is they're hurting. And we then get back to the world of overkill, and over-scheduling, and over-demanding, and this is why the mental side, even of the sports doctor, is a very, very big deal to me, because we tend to see, our society, we advertise drugs ad nauseum.
Right.
Another pet peeve of mine. You know, only New Zealand's the only other country in the world that allows TV advertising of drugs.
Right.
And a lot of parents say, well, gee, you know, my kid takes, you know, an Advil before practice, another Advil before he goes to bed. I didn't think it was that big a deal. Becomes a very big problem where some of these kids are living on. Because the level is so high or the pressure is so high. And when you're dealing with like college and up, I could imagine what you're faced when you're talking with Olympic athletes. Tony, can you get me Betty yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. That's just it. And everybody wants that magic pill. And, you know, where I think a lot of this is coming to from, Bob, is when we were kids, sports weren't one single sport wasn't year round. When football or baseball season ended, you went on to the next sport, basketball or whatever. But now the demand for these kids is so high, you can literally play your sport 12 months a year, year after year.
That's why I included the chapter, the prodigy sports. And your world of soccer is even becoming and really is included. With that boy or girl, 11-year-old figure skater, 12-year-old hockey player, ballet dancer, I don't want to play anything else. You could tell them all day, as a parent or a sports doc, it's great if you play other sports, you use parts of the body differently, great. But now you have all this emphasis on specialization. And in the prodigy sports, specialization is normal. You know, right. I see figure skaters, you know, be 10 years old, skating 5-6 days a week. This is what it is. And you get into these repetitive motion injuries that become a big part of the problem. And even in the other kind of seasonal sports, you see this big-time clubs and specialization where this becomes a challenge. And I think, the idea of off time and what I like to call intelligent rest is a big deal, but that's why this new documentary, Tony, that's coming out, I'm excited about it. The director and producer, Joe Franco, is part of Chesapeake Films, and then the title of his upcoming documentary is Youth Sports, the Film. What about the $15 billion a year youth sports industry? And I think this is kind of like what you're talking about and touching on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, everything kind of trickles down from above. And like I said, the kids want to emulate their idols. And they think that all we've got to do is we've got to push. We need this piece of equipment. We need that piece of equipment. And a lot of times it's just common sense. You know, train hard during your season, but take some rest or cross-train doing something different.
Yes, and that's very, very sensible. Again, unless you're a ballet dancer and this is what you want to do 5 days a week. And this many times, this is when I'll recommend one of our great physical therapists, personal trainers, if they're specialized in this, in order to show this young skater or young soccer player who's playing 5 days a week on two traveling teams, these are the kinds of strengthening exercises you need to pay attention to try to do the best we can to try to stay away from the reason I wrote the book, one of the main reasons I wrote the book, participated, was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. That's why I always ask sports doctors like yourself, Tony, you know, how's your sports psychology skills?
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, I don't have a lot of background in it, and there's very, very few sports psychologists out there.
You do. You're dealing with these whether you are talking to the athletic trainer, whether you're talking to mom or dad, or whether you're talking to the coach, you are smack in the middle of the mental side of this. Of course, you come from an area of intelligence. We're going to talk more about this. We're talking with Dr. Tony Liazzo. It's the sports doctor, live from Chicago. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows and see some of the different myriads of guests all topics, wellness, nutrition, sports medicine, high performance, mental training, that you could see what topic you would like. If you go back over the last 5 years, you'll probably catch Dr. Liazzo at least on a couple of shows. He's my guest. He's a sports medicine specialist. He's been involved in the practice of sports medicine and general practice a couple of decades. We were talking about some of the mental sides. You know, my late great sports psychologist friend, Dr. Jim Vickery, shared the radio with me in the early 90s for a couple of years. And he didn't even use the word psychology, Tony. He called himself a performance enhancement consultant because the word psychology would scare athletes or other people away. Boy, they've come a long, long way, baby. But again, in your role as the doctor who might be dealing with that sprain or strain, you might be dealing again with, you know, when we have the concussion here, you know, when can we go back? Got to talk to the coach, this, that, the other. So the mental side of a lot of this becomes a challenge. And how do you look at that?
It's absolutely a challenge because these athletes, they love what they do. And they want to get back to doing what they want to do so quickly that the biggest challenge is letting them know that it's okay to take some time off and to recuperate. And that if they
the
do
art
it correctly,
of recovery.
Yeah, they'll come back
recovery, which often is, you know, especially when you're talking the Olympic level and those kinds of pressures, the art of recovery, it ain't there. And this is many times where we've run into all of this controversy over the whole world of drugs has caused me, Dr. Tony, to actually change the name of performance-enhancing drugs. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's performance-surviving drugs.
This is really
what we've dealt with. Not that there haven't been cheaters in enhancing performance over the years. Yes, there have been. But I can't tell you the majority of pain pills and anti-inflammatories and all sorts of I got to play tomorrow or I can't take X amount of weeks off and the pressures. And it starts early in these club sports and traveling sports, let alone I can imagine what you would see when you were dealing with the soccer or the rugby, you know, Olympic world. But talk a little bit also, Tony, I know it's a big deal. People want to stay healthy. They want to be active. You have all sorts of challenges, and you want to stay out of trouble. You don't want to play, able to continue to play golf. You want your walking program. What are some of the things you pay big attention to in the world of the active adult who wants to age gracefully and the weekend warrior? What are some of the things that are important to you?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's their nutrition. You know, if their nutrition's not there, then the basis for everything, the energy drive in the machine, isn't going to be there. Secondly is they need to do a variety of different activities, you know, not just walking, but they need to do resistance training because developing that and maintaining that lean muscle is very important as we get older. And then you got to top it off with the flexibility. You know, if you have all this strength and you have no flexibility, you're just kind of bulky moving around. Then I listen very carefully to them as far as, you know, what their goals and objectives are, but also what's holding them back. Because sometimes there are metabolic issues, or there's thyroid problems, is there diabetes, is there low testosterone in guys. I mean, you hear it all over the TV, but there are actually many, many situations I've had where testosterone levels in guys were a definitive detriment to them, and there is very safe ways of supplementing it so that they
can
maintain their
health. Yes, you have to pay
attention.
Isn't it amazing, Dr. Tony, that the, again, the weekend warrior, people as we're aging, the new medicine, quote unquote, is pay big attention to nutrition and eat smarter on the left. And it's keep moving and stay active on the right. It's not a secret. But the same TV advertising that has constant ad nauseum drug advertisement, on the other hand, has constant ad nauseum diet commercials. I think
we all knew,
Dr. Tony, as kids and growing up, that fast food wasn't good and you wanted to try to limit it and pay attention to that. What we didn't know was the good old super fancy, well-advertised American diet you know, cereal and attention to sugar and all of these things. We didn't know how poisonous that was.
Yeah.
We've come a long way, baby, but it's still the challenge of nutrition is low fat, no fat. You know, I've been talking about obesity and childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor 25 years, give or take a few weeks. And the challenge, ironically, still, there's a gym on every corner. Everywhere you look, there's another physical therapy clinic. Yet our obesity levels are about the same, including childhood, which we're treading water. We're treading water. So the attention, especially in our kind of culture, is good luck to us, you know, in so many areas. But we have come a long way, baby. Wouldn't you say that the active individual is probably a lot more well-educated than what you saw probably a decade or two ago?
Oh, yeah. I have so many more patients that are over and above where they used to be. Yesterday alone, I had a 70-year-old woman that came in who teaches yoga 3 days a week, is a pace setter for marathons, who rides her bike every day. I mean, she's in phenomenal shape. And she's very well in tune with what's going on inside her. And I think that's a culture that we have to cultivate in this country. You know, everything we eat for the most part is processed and overly processed. So even though it seems healthy on the outside, it's got no nutritional value in it. And I think even though it's kind of the biggest craze, this whole ketogenic diet thing, it's a complete paradigm change for what I was taught in medical school for the last 30 years. But
yeah. Of course, what you were taught in medical school over the years, for who knows how many years, was mostly baloney. They paid very little. We could thank your profession, the osteopathic profession, and the chiropractic profession for paying much more attention to the physical side, hands-on, of medicine, mm-hmm. which is why I always loved you guys in osteopathic medicine, but you also had all the MD side of things. And you paid big attention to nutrition in so many different areas. The regular MD profession didn't know how to spell wellness 20 years ago. Gee, does it have one L or two? Tony, do you have a website for people who have want to find more information of some of the different things that you're involved with at all?
I don't right now.
Mm-hmm. What's the phone number of your practice in Geneva, Illinois?
Yeah, they can dial 630-232-2200.
You know, it's funny. You've been part of the generalization of medicine in so many different areas. We've seen in so many different areas change. But again, getting back to that, the sports parents and the explosion of the levels of stress of youth sports, the size of some of these athletes, the explosion of girls' sports and women's sports. I mean, today, whether it's basketball skills or that softball player or the baseball dash skills of these young girls, I didn't dream that 20-something years ago. It's really been an amazing. So the whole dynamic has changed in so many different ways. How do you find the cooperation of the coaches and trainers real quickly in the world of that you deal with? You find them all very much involved and interested in the kind of education that you share with them?
The athletic trainers definitely are. The coaches, again, it's about 50-50. You know, some of the coaches just want to know, hey, am I pulling out or can you go back to play? While the others are like,
amazing.
What can you do to help
me
improve my program?
The next time I have you on, we're about out of time. Dr. Tony Liazzo. Next time I have you on, we're going to see if that 50% has grown to 75%, because the both of us bug everybody. Dr. Tony Liazzo, everybody. Real quick, Tony, the phone number.
630-232-2200.
Great. Tony, hold on real quickly. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment. You email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Got a ton of them, but we're always looking for new ones, and we would then feature it on the show. We're going to talk about some upcoming guests. Next week, we're going back to Australia. It's an exciting young fellow. Jackson Tisdell is an Australian sports podiatrist, posts a lot of great stuff. He's very into educating his peers and the whole world of sports podiatry in Australia. He will be back next week. And then we're going to be paying attention to our eyes. We're going to talk to optometrist and author Dr. Desportis from New Jersey, talking about, you think about it, all the screen time with these young children. You know, is that affecting the eyes? Yes, it is. So we're looking forward to his input, besides the sports medicine side of vision, which is a big deal. Speaking of sports medicine, the following week, Mike Niklos, he is the head of conditioning and training at Acceleration in Naperville, Illinois. And Michael is a champion athlete in his own right. And we'll be talking about the high-performance training for young athletes. As a matter of fact, my national solo ice dance champion, Chloe Ryan, who's almost 17 years old. She's been in my orthotics since she's like seven. She trains with Acceleration. So we're interested in that. Then we've got one of the leaders in the world of fitness and wellness, June Kate. She's a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. She's got all sorts of stuff going on in her world of wellness, taking wellness to a new level. And she'll be joining us on the 9th. Where's the emails? There we go. Bill says, my 16-year-old son is a cross-country runner. He's had Achilles tendonitis on and off for like three seasons. He's seen physical therapy. You know, Bill, pay big attention to foot mechanics. I would think the physical therapist included that, but sometimes if your son is marginal, no, he's not so flat-footed, and yes, he's got pronation, but it's not that big a deal. When I have a history, I don't care what his foot mechanics is, of a runner, number one, and persistent Achilles problems in a 16-year-old, orthotics are a big part of the answer, period. Custom orthotics by podiatry, ideally sports podiatry, where we know there is excessive strain in that area. For example, if it's a high arch foot, we might be just pounding that Achilles area. If it's a pronated flat type foot, we might be straining and overstretching that area. So the shoe your son's in, his foot mechanics, usually the big answer here, custom orthotics, big attention to foot ankle strengthening. Rubber band work, full range of motion, instability work, balancing on the Bosu, something like the sand dune stepper, fabulous for this. Rose, my 12-year-old daughter, she's an ice dancer. She has knee problems. The reason I gave it a chuckle is I just mentioned my gold medalist, national champion, solo ice dancer, Chloe Ryan, who's been in orthotics since she's like a 7 or 8 year old. She's almost 17 years old. She just won double gold medal in ice dance, solo ice dance. Half the skaters I've seen, young girls, over the decades are knee problems. Almost all of them are pronators. Doesn't have to be that dramatic. It's often missed. It's not missed when someone like Mr. Edge, John Hromada, Geppetto's down in Grove, Illinois, my friend Morris Aiken, or Rainbow. Those are some of the three masters of boot fitting and boot selection who often will pay much more attention to the pronated foot. And the good news is that when orthotics are included in the world of skating, figure skating specifically, and again, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when we first put orthotics in his skates. He grew up with them. He was the best in the world like 12 years later. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old figure skates. And a lot of them are knee problems because of the secondary rotation of the knee associated, especially in females, with a little bit wider hips. So you want to pay big attention to strengthening, and you want to pay big attention. See sports podiatry. The good news is great success, not only with orthotics reducing her knee or getting rid of the knee problems, but everything your daughter does in the world of skating will improve. Edges, balance, stability, explosiveness. Jerry, I'm a 50-year-old walker. What are the best shoes? Jerry, there is no best shoe. Go to a walking shoe, running shoe store. Have them give you options, whether it's New Balance best for you, Nike, Adidas. There's a lot of brands. The key is you want to be fit properly. Believe it or not, 50% of us are not fit properly. It's an amazing statistic, even athletes. This is why I've always liked New Balance, because of their fitting criteria, both length and width. Their innovation initially for years was they were one of the only ones who paid big attention to width. If you have a history, Jerry, of good success with previous shoes, stick with it. As a rule, even an over-the-counter arch support is superior to what comes with the shoes. Very, very often, I replace the insole in a walking or running shoe with a full shoe, custom, flexible orthotic, which is usually ideal with the proper shoe. So again, I had a colleague years ago, and he wrote a book called What's the Best Shoe? I'm paraphrasing. And the front of the cover was a collage of like 20 brands, and that's the reality. There is no best running shoe. There's a lot of great brands. You want a name brand. You know, you don't want to be looking to shortchange yourself by some over-the-counter. And again, even though if you know your size and you think you want to order them online, ideally get fitted for them. Wear the new shoe around the house for a day or two. I can't tell you how often people would say, you know, felt great. Started running in them. You know, I've been wearing them every day. Gee, they're too small. They bother me. Wear them around the house for a day or two. If they're comfortable, go to it. Joe says my 13-year-old son plays tennis. I myself have worn orthotics for years. I've always felt they were helpful. Would they make sense for my son? The answer is yes, Joe. I'm prejudiced. I go back to John McEnroe wore my orthotics. Tracy Austin, some of the best. Jimmy Connors, because they all came to my famous sports medicine mentor, Bob Guida, who is a Hall of Fame bodybuilder. He also had the Lifetime Achievement Award for the prestigious organization that I was inducted into in April, the National Fitness Hall of Fame, pays big attention to prevention. The proper custom orthotics is one of the best things you could do for your son as a tennis player, with all of that running and pounding, matching it with the best shoe. We are out of time. So I'm excited. Next week, we're heading out to Australia. So check it out next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports doctor. Thanks, everybody.